So it's Belly with Beans Music Questionnaire. Shocking, I know. You read the tags, you saw the title, you know why you're here. I am actually not going to play the songs while I'm doing this, only because I don't know how the volume's going to turn out, and I'm kind of a pisser about that. So I'm going to edit the music in after, which will also save y'all from my singing along with everything, because, yeah, that's not ever going to stop. So let's get started. Favorite song discovery of 2019. L. King. The whole album, really. I am of the opinion that albums should be stored chronologically so you can watch the evolution of the act. And for a sophomore effort, it's a lot looser and raunchier than her first album. You can tell she obviously had some more creative control. And I love the first album, but this one is it's different. I like it. And Sly and Lemons, I believe you were discussing stripper songs. There you have it. Okay, song two. Song reminds you of someone that you'd rather forget about. It's usually not a problem for me, forgetting. I mean, though there are some people that are indelible. Probably Breaking Benjamin Crawl, because it reminds me of my mother. Because just because they're dead doesn't mean they're gone. Okay, number three, a song that needs to be played loud. There was just, you know, this, you ask me tomorrow and I'll probably give you a different answer, but right now, this is the shit that just won't fucking quit. So, and it really should be loud. This actually would qualify as a good car song as well, but. A song that makes you want to dance. Life is a dance if you do it right, damn it. Dancing is just when style meets substance. If you do it right, you can dance through anything. But not to get, not to go super, super obvious, but Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance with Me. It's fun. It's got a great, like, 80s synthesizer vibe without having that 80s flippery. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, a song to drive to. Driving, that just means really loud music in my singing at the top of my lungs. So very, very sorry to anyone in the car with me. But Sarah Bareilles, Fairy Tale. it's just fucking awesome. I love fairy tales in that I love fables and messages and stories. But modern day, we have destroyed the fairy tale. If you go back to older fairy tales, they are much less stupid. They are cautionary tales. They are life lessons. They are fables. And they are not the sexist mess that they've been turned into. But, anyway, yeah. Moving on. A song that makes you happy. The Bare Naked Ladies, Never Is Enough. Because there's always this thing, especially like with kids, is all experience is good. Bullshit. There are some things in this world that suck. You don't have to experience them to know that. You don't really have to have the empirical experience of working the Taco Bell at a mall food court to know that it fucking sucks. Trust me on this one, it does. I've never done it. I know it sucks. Never is enough. Not every experience is worthwhile. Not everything needs to be tried. I say I'm up for anything twice, but that's a lie. I am quite discerning. A song that makes you sad. Aloe Black, I Need a Dollar. And not the beat, because the beat is sick. It's a fucking cool song. But the message is sad, because Beanie, I'm the other way. I love the music, but I'm all about the lyrics. Which brings us to a song that moves you forward. Shinedown, Dangerous, because fuck them if they can't take a joke. They'll get over it or they'll die real pissed off. Either fucking way, not my goddamn problem. Hate me if you must, but get the fuck out of my way. Your favorite 70s songs or groups? Bad Company. I love Bad Company. And I remember being probably 8 years old and hearing Shooting Star for the first time and just thinking, what? So, yeah. And there is just, I don't know, there's just something about that shitty ass bad day and just like put it on, turn it up, open the wine, start some dinner. It just, I don't know, makes everything better. A song that is a cover by another artist. Shocking absolutely no one, Hailstorm's cover of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, because I'm still fucking obsessed with it, and that's probably never gonna stop. It's just... Okay. A song from the year you were born. Technically, this one didn't chart until 78, but that was the edited version that cut down some of the instrumental. The original dropped on Agents of Fortune. But I don't really think that Blue Oyster Cult needs much introduction. A song that reminds you of yourself. You six promise because I should have this shit tattooed on my forehead. I don't make a lot of promises because I don't like to break my word. If I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to fucking do it if it kills me. So I'm very particular with the promises that I make. So I don't make a lot, but this about covers it. A song by an artist with a voice that you love. Florence Welch, I love you. So this is actually off her first album. And she's done a lot of amazing stuff with this. Alright, so that's my list. And hopefully it hasn't been terribly, terribly boring. And y'all have a lovely weekend.